gift from you. The world is turning in its place, cause you made it to lift my voice.
Living my voice, raising my voice in this song of praise on the Good Day program today. And on Monday, we'll be praising those who have made it possible for us to enjoy all the freedoms that we have. Richie's been working hard on some things connected to the folks in our studio in Washington, the Memorial Day parades, the shows that are on PBS, people understanding that the veterans have given us all, been responsible, become responsible for freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, freedom to have a fair trial, that sort of thing, the right to vote, all of the things that we take for granted, many of us who have never worn a uniform, never seen a fight. The argument, excuse me, that takes place often on days like this between those who have the experience and those who don't, they get lost in perhaps the predictability of discussing what a fruitless waste of time being in Afghanistan was. That's never the point of holidays like Veterans Day or Memorial Day, because they don't pick and choose where they go. They go where they're told to go. And so to get involved in those discussions is fruitless, counterproductive, and not really fair for those who have been in the U.S. military, because they've served again at the behest of the commander-in-chief or whoever it is.
It diminishes their service and their sacrifice.
It does. It diminishes.
So why do it?
It diminishes a lot of different things.
There's a lot of sacrifice that we take for granted, though, right now. And I don't mean to stop you. This has been so on my mind this week. We had a mayoral election in Los Angeles. And do you know that the voter turnout was 19%?
Really? The same thing happened, by the way, here in Framingham, where the vote was extraordinarily low. And the most important decisions are made at the local level, whether it's mayor, selectmen.
If you only vote in one election a year, it's for the local stuff.
Yeah, right. Well, part of this is a conspiracy, a government conspiracy to keep people from voting, because the people in charge want to stay in charge, and usually have a better chance of doing that with a low turnout. And so they have elections scheduled all over the place, when in fact there ought to be one day a year, a national day of voting.
Of voting. I agree with you.
Which there are, if it's a Congress, congressional election, or a state gubernatorial election, let's say, presidential, whatever it is, local board of selectmen, all gets done on the same day, and it needs to actually be over a weekend, not during the week, so that people don't have to conflict with going to work, that sort of thing. If you really are serious about exercising your right to vote, then you make the people who are in charge make it convenient for you. After all, you're supposed to be in charge.
But you can do an absentee ballot. And I'm going to take you to task a little bit, Rich, on something you just said. And I'm a little surprised that you said it, because usually and I are so closely connected politically. But you said if you only vote in one election a year, you should vote in your local election. To me, that is completely unacceptable. We should all be voting
in every single
election.
Absolutely.
Especially, and let me, I mean, if you are a woman or if you are a minority, your right to vote is brand new. It is very, very new. And people died and sweated and bled and cried and did everything that they needed to do to get you that right to vote. And to take it for granted is so ridiculous. It is probably my biggest pet peeve when people just say, well, this election isn't big enough for me to vote. I didn't want to go vote this week. I'll clearly admit I did not want to go. I did not like the candidates I had to choose from. I didn't like the ballot measures. But you go anyway, because if you don't go vote, you can't complain, and you certainly shouldn't suck off the system if you don't go vote.
No standing.
My point was, people always go, oh, it's the presidential election, I have to go vote.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just for local congressmen, local
even if it's a school board, go out and vote.
Local whatever. Oh, it doesn't mean anymore. That's, to me, the locals are more important. You should vote in everything, but the locals are more important to you directly.
For your everyday life.
Than those clowns in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Well, but they all, speaking of that, there's another, this is actually a great
Jennifer, was that
move.
Your point?
Hello.
What? My point? Yes. No, and I know that what you meant. I just hate the fact that...
You said, this has been bothering me all week.
Oh, yeah. No, that was absolutely my point. Okay. My point is that you go to you go and vote, and nobody's there. Nobody turns out. Right. And yes, mm-hmm. the local elections are maybe not as glamorous and exciting, but they're still important, probably more important, like you said, than regular, than a national election. But for me, it's about people just being lazy and about taking for granted what people struggled for. Well, and the fact that...
People not being
too easy for everybody.
Yeah, and the fact is, I mean, the only people that got to vote for a long time were white property owners. And, men. And so I'm sorry if you are, like I said, if you're a woman and you want to spout off about how, you want you're a feminist and you want women's rights, then you better be at a voting booth.
You want to spout off about anything.
If you want to spout off about anything. It just, it really gets to me when people take for granted that right to vote because it is new for most of us.
All right. So here is an example of, there are two, one sort of a local vote, the other one is a national vote, that are underscoring what Jennifer has just said. Three members, story at DougStephan.com today, three members of a Michigan city council have abstained from voting on a measure that would have prevented them from abstaining on votes. Council member Pete Murdoch proposed a resolution this week that would have required council members to only vote yes or no on each issue facing council unless they had a financial or professional conflict of interest. The mayor and council members Susan Muller and Brian Robb abstained from the vote to show their disapproval of the resolution brought forth by Mr. Pete Murdoch. Mayor Pro Tem Lois Richardson said, and the city council member Ricky Jefferson voted no, while Murdoch and council member Daniel Boyd voted yes.
So
the resolution failed.
So there's a third or fourth option when voting. Hmm. There's yes, no,
abstain.
And then there's abstain, or there's absentee. Or what is it? What do they call it when they don't show up for the vote? They do it here.
Absentee.
In absentia?
It's an absentee ballot.
No. I can't remember, but they basically just don't show up.
Right.
You hear it all the time. You hear congressional record. They're voting.
Oh, you're talking about voting by proxy.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
But anyway, they just don't show up. They voted yes, they voted no, and then there was just a no-show.
Well, now here's the, we actually had that, we dealt with it.
Basically saying I didn't want to vote on this.
Oh, you're talking about that. I see what you're talking about. Yeah.
Framingham Town Meeting last night voted on whether or not the various boards in town can, a member who's not present for the hearing, if let's say the hearing goes on more than one night, planning board's a perfect example of that, can you vote on it if you're not there in attendance to listen to the arguments? And the rule that we passed was that if a member of a board is going to vote and hasn't been there for the hearing, he or she must sign under penalty of perjury that he or she has seen the video of the meeting, read the minutes of the meeting, read all the background material in order to vote. And I'm betting somebody sooner or later, if the stuff at the planning board is always controversial, is going to try to hang somebody on not having done it and yet voted on the issue. So,
oh, I'm sure.
All right, so here's page three of this. Congressman Kerry Bentivoglio of Michigan has introduced a bill this week requiring Congress to wait 7 days after a bill is posted online before voting on it, which would hopefully ensure that all members have read the bill and they know what they're voting on before they vote.
It's like a cooling off period. But I guarantee you, and we know this, and I think we all probably know here, right, how the process works, that they have their aides that read everything, that they never, your congressperson never, ever touches anything. The aide tells you what's going on, then they might have some friends that give you a little wink and a shake, exactly, about what to do.
Yeah.
I think they should be required to read everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi. Well, we have to read the bill before
the bill.
We can tell you.
We have to pass it, and then we'll figure it out and try to fix it.
This is a good idea, you guys. We should have congressional study hall where they all are forced to come into a big room and read their bills. Well, like study hall marm.
Who's
going to
be
Jones,
the monitor of the study room?
The study hall marm. She's going to walk around
the old Ebbett grill. I'm sure.
She's going to have a ruler.
No martinis.
Hit them on the hands if they.
Mrs. Obama can do it. Well, Mrs. Clinton would be better at it. She's more like a school mom than Mrs. Obama is. 17 after the hour, Food for Thought, Good Day Program, 888-302-3684. Jennifer is here, very opinionated today. Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, is going to have the Queen of Cheap Report in just a moment. Some fun Friday freebies, et cetera, et cetera. That's right around the corner. Memorial Day deals from the Queen of Cheap up next on Good Day.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com Memorial Day Sale. Now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry. Sale is going on now at your local store and LumberLiquidators.com. Get your unheard-of flooring deals before it's gone.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%?
Sweet. Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Memorial Day weekend deals from the diva.
Oh, yes, lots of Memorial Day deals. Let's start with one of my favorites, Ben & Jerry's. Buy one, get one free. You can choose either a small or large cup or cone. So you bring your lovey and get a free ice cream for them. Ancestry.com, through May 27th only, if you go to Ancestry.com, you can get free access to find out military draft enlistment and service records for your loved ones, which is kind of a cool thing. Hooters. You can get 10 free drinks and a drink if you're in the military with a valid military ID or proof of service.
He's got one of those I can borrow.
The Florida Aquarium in Tampa is giving free access to military people and their families. iTunes and Amazon, and you'll find all the details at DougStefan.com with this. You can get free like patriotic type of music. And Anthem apps where you can find the words to things. So if you don't know the words of the Star Spangled Banner, you can look on your iPhone, and there you go. You'll get the words. Tanger Outlet Mall has a whole bunch of coupons that you can do. If you're a DirecTV member, you can get a free cinema movie online through the 27th. And don't forget the 49-cent Slurpees at 7-Eleven. And all of this is at DougStefan.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For summer, school's out forever. What does that mean? It means time for great graduation gift ideas. Just about every grad needs some kind of gadget to prepare them for the next phase of their life. Hopefully they got a job after getting out. So I thought I'd give you a couple of tech gift ideas, Richie.
Oh, good, because my nephew just graduated from the University of Maryland. I need something.
All right. The MacBook Air is something that's very popular. Well,
that'll be mom and dad to give them.
Yeah, mom, this is an idea for more college graduates than high school graduates, but you probably are preparing for the next phase of your life, and this is a place for you to begin. The MacBook Air, which is available at the Apple Store. Right? Not the players, you can get it online.
Yes, you can.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
The iPad Mini is another idea. Many of you who've gone through school with laptops, this is the same thing, basically, isn't it?
It's a mini iPad.
Yeah,
it's just like your iPad, just a little bit smaller.
Smaller, hold it in your hand. It's bigger than an iPhone, smaller than an iPad.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right?
It's like 10 inches by, 6 inches or something
seven
like
inches,
that?
7 inches, screen.
I always said, why? Why do you need that?
My wife, I'll tell you exactly why. My wife got tired of holding the big iPad in bed when she was trying to read. For reading, which is usually what she uses her iPad for, the iPad Mini is perfect.
Oh, so they're trying to take on the Kindle Fire.
Yeah, it's more book size and more comfortable for her.
Uh-huh. All right, so then which is better, the iPhone or it's comparable, what's the Droid, whatever these other, the Samsung thing. Is that
subjective.
Better?
Subjective.
Oh, I just got the HTC One. Oh, my goodness.
No,
fantastic.
I don't mean that. I mean, is it better to get an iPad mini or an iPhone?
Depends on what you're going to use it for.
Well,
an iPhone can do a lot more than an iPad mini.
How much does an iPhone cost versus an iPad mini?
$199, $299, $399 if you're buying the iPhone 5.
And but if you're buying it with a service contract, though. I mean, with the 2 years
service. Yeah, iPad mini start at $399 and go up to like $699.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Depending on whether you get what size hard drive you get and whether you get cellular service or not.
Okay, what happened to the good old days of gift cards? If you're a graduate,
absolutely.
Gift cards are nice, money. I mean, I think money's the traditional graduation gift, isn't it?
Well, would you give somebody, do people use, I buy a lot of books, I didn't ever before, but I've not become a disciple of Roberta's, but I certainly have been buying more things off Amazon, mostly books, in the last year or so.
I just bought a trampoline off of Amazon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you give them a gift card for $100, from Amazon, that would be pretty useful,
he'd
right?
He'd love that, yes.
Yeah.
He'd love that.
That would be a good thing. Who's he?
My nephew, Cameron.
Oh, okay. Well, but I'm talking about in general. So, the idea, but folks, if, in fact, the graduate says, hey, you know what would be cool for me to have for graduation? How about getting me a 3D printer?
Yeah.
Probably.
How much are those, anyway?
A lot.
Yeah, I think you're probably looking at $8,000 to $10,000.
Really?
That's not a lot.
Yeah.
No.
For a 3D
it's a lot
printer?
For a printer.
It's a lot for a printer. It's a lot for me.
But it's not,
A lot for a grad gift.
Mm-hmm. The technology's so new. I wouldn't even know where to buy one.
Breaking news. Ellen DeGeneres has a boyfriend. That story coming up here on Good Day.
And it's me.
No. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. No matter how much time and attention you give your pet, he still may long for a different type of companionship, that of another animal. There's nothing more valuable for a lonely spaniel than a new kitten or puppy to play with, and there's nothing better for putting new life into an old German short-haired pointer than a feline or a canine playmate. Think about it. If you were dropped off on another planet tomorrow with no one of your own kind to communicate with, you'd soon be desperate for human contact. Your dog or cat may not even know what he's missing, but if you provide him with the opportunity to make a new animal friend, he may discover that life has new interests, that each day is really exciting. Older pets, like older people, have a tendency to become less active as the years pass, and even the spur of a terrific exercise regime may not solve the problem of getting them up and about. But sometimes just bringing in a new puppy, a kitten, a dog, it doesn't make any difference, older or younger. Sometimes that little envy will get them up and running around. Even if at the beginning they first have to chase the other animal around, they eventually will get along. If you're consistent and follow First Pet Psychology, it could add life to both of them. Oh, more next time. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamins and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot
foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good day, Friday progress, May 24th. One more week in this month, and the fifth month of the year will be kaput. We'll be into June, July, August. We'll all complain come Labor Day that summer is over already. Good God, where does the time go? It really is.
One of those
questions. All right, so speaking of time, Jennifer will have time to do a television report later on in this half hour. What's the highlight of the report, Jen?
A new judge at American Idol, Ann Curry news, and also Lena Dunham from Girls. We'll talk about her, too.
All right, so Ellen DeGeneres this week becomes one of Hulu's top five. Every week, Hulu has five video excerpts from various programs that they rate. And so there was a soap opera segment this week, and Jennifer Aniston was in it. So I haven't seen that. You can see it on Hulu.
Matthew Perry was in it,
too. Yeah, it was a Friends reunion with Courtney Cox, and it was like a little mini Friends reunion.
Yeah, it was good. You saw it?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
You heard about it.
I heard.
It's the grapevine. I also heard in the comings and goings of the life of one Ellen DeGeneres that she has a boyfriend.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
What's Portia de Rossi think of that?
Well, he's 4 years old. His name is Kai Langer. And he asked her to be his girlfriend. He showed up on the Ellen show on Wednesday to give her a bracelet and sing her When I Was Your Man, a Bruno Mars song. I don't know that song.
I've seen this video. It's very
that's
cute.
Cool.
Right. My wife posted it on her Facebook page. She's like, I want this little kid.
Right. Yeah. So that's when I said the other few minutes ago, hey, Ellen's got a boyfriend.
And whenever the line in the song saying, I'll hold your hand, he would turn to her and hold her hand, and the crowd would just go, oh.
Oh, so love cute. That stuff. Yeah. That's why she gets it, by the way.
She totally gets it.
Completely gets it.
She totally
9 million hits on YouTube on this video you were talking about, Richie, that your wife has posted. 9 million hits. Very, very cool stuff. We need this sort of warmth, especially after the last couple of weeks of just crud in the news. Real crud. And I don't know that I'm... I'm not trying to follow up the word crud with John McCain, but I find it interesting, as we look back at this week, the Apple CEO Tim Cook asking questions of those who are asking him questions. But the most interesting thing, and the one that got the most attention, especially from the late-night jokesters, was John McCain asking Tim Cook, who's the CEO of Apple, why do we constantly have to have updates on the apps on your iPhone?
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, that's funny.
Yeah, right. And so, as a matter of fact, Richie, get Cut 261. If you have 261 there, that's just McCain, and I think it'll be kind of cute. The idea of Cook being there was to discuss his company moving money to other countries. They aren't avoiding paying
U.S.
taxes.
They're moving money. They're doing business in those other countries.
Right. This thing has been so misreported by the news media, as usual. It is an outrage. And by the way, Kenny, I think we found on Facebook and Twitter, most people, when they have the situation explained to them, understand that Apple is a model and that it points more toward the frustration people have with the tax system. Jennifer and I were talking about this earlier today, how this kind of stuff, between this and the IRS snooping on people because, well, I mean, the scrutiny that these 501c4s are getting or not getting, depending on who's behind them, that's one of the scandals. But the fact that the code is so crazy, and this guy and the people who run that company have done a major service. Can you imagine what life would be like if it wasn't for Apple?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine that?
Crazy.
And these guys are giving them starch.
Well,
they pay $8 billion a year in taxes.
We were talking about the other day that I can't remember what the fact was, but something to the point where taxpayers are missing out on $90 billion a year in revenues because companies, you know, do try to say, okay, listen, this corporation in Ireland is doing better, so we're going to keep the money over there to help build that corporation instead of bringing it back to the United States corporation. And, you know, it's because the tax code here is so tough to do business.
Well, it should be 10%. That's it, across the board.
I like you. Oh, yep. I vote for you.
Yep, 10% across the board, no deductions.
Sure. Yep.
All right, anyway. So back to McCain and what really got people charged up.
No, you want this?
This is the cut.
I'm out of time. What I really wanted to ask is why the hell I have to keep updating the apps on my iPhone all the time and why you don't fix that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sir, we're trying to make them better all the time.
Look at him. He's mad about it. Why the hell you don't fix that?
Yeah, right. That's the thing.
Hey, I ain't got to do all your updates.
Come on, John.
And get off my lawn.
I'm crazy, kid.
This ball.
All right, so...
I think that's a pretty great statement, though, that John McCain has an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, I'm sure his
Who
daughter...
Who doesn't, though? Yeah.
All right, so let me ask you this.
I do.
We
I
were
do.
Talking about
a year and a half.
Graduation presents for our college and high school graduates, and a lot of it's technology. I'm trying to figure out what the Buycott app is. I saw in Shelley Palmer's Tech Review this week, the app of the week, speaking of apps, which...
How do you spell that?
Buycott. This apparently is aimed at helping you select food or finding out what the food is all about, what you may have if you're buying a certain product, what's in it. even can find out where the tomatoes in the grocery store may have come from. This is something created by a 26-year-old kid in Los Angeles. His name is Ivan Pardo. He created Bicot. It helps consumers manage where their money goes by allowing them to scan products, learn about what brands and companies own the products, and determine if those companies align with causes and user wishes to support or boycott. Which I think is very appropriate, given the fact that one of the big things non-Memorial Day celebrations...
Imagine this thing being used in Walmart.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Okay, so how many people know there's a big boycott this weekend? Raise your hands.
Yeah.
No. Of
Didn't
what?
Know there was. Okay. There is a march against Monsanto. Is taking place in
March.
All of our states, the continental 48 states. Every single state has serious numbers, thousands and thousands of people protesting the scheduled protests not only here in our country, but all around the world. This has been very well orchestrated by people who are just PO'd, fed up, had enough of Monsanto and their foolishness.
Trying to control. Bees.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's part of what really started this, Richie. You're not being facetious when you suggest
that. They're killing the bees.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, but they're also trying to control the entire food supply of the planet. And in doing so, people are just plain fed up. And so you have those protests, and with, I think, good reason. We've certainly, their foolishness has been chronologically brought to your attention on this program. So I think if you watch your local newspaper or listen to conversations, a lot of the hosts of radio programs are going to be off this weekend, so you won't get this. Maybe the problem with these protests is that they take place in the weekend, and people will have forgotten about it by Tuesday. I hope not, but that is something... And there are a lot of dairy farmers that are protesting this for reasons that I've enumerated before. As a dairy farmer, I don't want closed pollinated seeds. So I buy open pollinated seeds, which are available to, you know, to not kill the
How do you even get those? I thought that Monsanto had pretty much squashed every seed,
no,
small
but there are some independent
guys.
There is an outfit in Pennsylvania, another one in Illinois, from whom I get these. There was a drought in Illinois, so we really didn't have much of that. I'll tell you another place you can get them is Shumway, the catalog, the seed catalog. I get my stuff out of there as well. They are very proactive when it comes to promoting seeds that are universally available and don't keep you. There's a suit going on. Let me see. Which state is this? And I got to remember, and I can't. It's not important, I guess, to the story. A farmer who grew soybeans. He every year did what farmers do. They take a certain number of soybean plants, and they'd harvest them, and they'd keep the seeds, and that's what they use to plant next year. So Monsanto sues this guy, the farmer, for improperly using the seed. And they get something like $4 million out of the guy, and they end up owning his land. That's what Monsanto was all about. They go after, they're like loan sharks. For
using his own seeds.
Yeah.
Right.
Which originally had been procured. He owned them. He bought them from Monsanto, but they say, you can't own our seeds. You can only rent them because we own them.
Huh?
That's what they say. You can't buy Monsanto seeds.
They've patented all of their seeds. So if you, I don't know how they say that his seed is their seed because his seed came from the plants.
Yeah.
Unless the plants
right.
originally
they own
came
the plants.
From them.
They say they claim they own the plants.
So the original seed came from them and he was reusing
like
the seeds.
It's like a copyright. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Great, huh? Let's hear it for American business at its worst. All right. So that's my crank on that. Although I got to get the update on what went on with Vernon Hershberger. That trial continued all week long. The dairy farmer that was selling raw milk and was arrested, being tried. Can you imagine? The guy selling raw milk and other food stuff from his farm to people doesn't have a license, and so the state takes him to court. They've been in trial all week long. on
goodness,
this.
They have nothing else to do.
Tens of thousands of people from all over the country have gone to this little town in northern Wisconsin to protest. This is, again, what Jennifer said before. This is what the revolution is all about. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yep.
It is.
It will cause
out.
A civil war.
When you
yep.
get to food choices and you start telling people that they can't eat this and can't eat that, it's all over.
Yep.
Done. Finished. All right. We're finished with this conversation. Jennifer's going to pick it up in a moment with her television report. That's next year on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry. Sale is going on now at your local store and LumberLiquidators.com. Get your unheard-of flooring deals before it's gone.
Less than 10% of patients rejected for a liver transplant are referred to for palliative care, which aims to reduce pain and stress. This is according to a study presented this week at the Digestive Disease Week, a large international gathering of doctors and researchers. Researchers were surprised to find that only 3% of patients in the study died in hospice care, according to Dr. Constantine Carvalis, lead investigator of the study.
Our findings highlight a group of patients in need. We've got to be better about ensuring quality of life for these patients who are rejected for a liver transplant.
Palliative care is one way to address quality of life and can help avoid costly procedures and hospital readmissions.
80% of the patients in our study required repeat hospital readmissions and invasive procedures. This data helps to start the conversation on how we can make a positive difference in the lives of many patients and families.
For more information about the study in Digestive Disease Week, visit ddw.org.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, big time now with Jennifer Horn and the overview of television news. Big news from, I suppose it's big news. Well, it's news.
It's
American
news.
Idol.
Yes.
Judges, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what's, who's on the list?
I mentioned this to you earlier in the week, and that is that American Idol was looking at reviving itself by kind of looking back into its past and bringing back some previous contestants and winners to sit at the judges panel. Well, that looks like what they're going to do indeed. Vulture had reported earlier this week that producers were considering a judging panel made up of former contestants. They report now that they're already in talks with Jennifer Hudson about joining the show. Hudson did not win American Idol, but she was a contestant and she went on to win a Grammy and an Oscar.
Yeah, who's better known as an American Idol graduate than her?
Not many. Yeah. And then word is that Kelly Clarkson and Adam Lambert are also being considered for the show. So that could be an interesting take to this. It could maybe revitalize the show.
I thought there was a rift between Kelly Clarkson and the show.
There was for a while, but apparently if they pay her a few
couple of bucks.
Yeah,
fix all those problems.
It's like chewing gum in that hole.
Yeah.
Congratulations are in order to Desperate Housewife Eva Longoria. She hasn't been on TV much lately, but she has been putting together these reality show projects. And
she had one that went three episodes, right?
She did, yes. Well, now she has her master's degree. She went to Cal State University Northridge, my alma mater, and she got her degree in Chicano Studies. And she graduated yesterday, so congratulations to her. That's
what do you do with that degree?
Chicano Studies? Mm-hmm. I don't know. You study Chicanos?
Oh, okay.
Probably, something like that.
I thought it was the smelly bugs.
That's chicanas.
Move along.
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
All right. Cicada. John Cicada. All right. Ann Curry. You know, Ann Curry, our dear Ann Curry. NBC didn't treat her very well during that whole Today Show.
Says who?
It's all Matt's fault.
Come on. NBC didn't treat her well.
By making it so public.
She was terrible
at her job.
They should
have summoned to Brian Williams last night.
Fired her and let her go instead of letting it drag out for months. That was the embarrassing
part. They did not handle it well.
No. So thank you. See? So they did not handle it well. But that's okay. They've asked her for a favor. Because she has a good relationship with Angelina Jolie, who's just revealed she had the mastectomy and she's doing all these surgeries. And so NBC said, hey, Ann, can you use your source there?
Hook a brother up.
Hook us up with an interview? Because Angelina will not do interviews about the mastectomy. She did the one. She did her little piece, and that was it. She doesn't want to do anything else. So the Today Show really wants her, but Ann is saying no. She's willing. She's not willing to abuse her relationship with her friend, and she just doesn't operate that way.
Wow.
Give me an extra million dollars, yeah. Really? Are you sure about that?
Well, you don't want to use your friendship. That's kind of yucky.
All right, I'd use about 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun, but the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Tradition of bringing you the most important stories of the day. This is a travel weekend, and is there a way to get a last-minute deal if you're traveling? Me thinks probably not, but we'll find out. We'll probe that question and other ways to find good deals, especially given the fact that it is a Memorial Day weekend. Military families, how do they get better deals? Tom Parsons here from bestfares.com in just a moment on Good Day. Next, Stephen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Wow! Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Before we get to the specials for military families this weekend in general, is there anything around if people have to make last-minute trips to someplace, or they just decided they got an invite from Aunt Lucy in North Carolina? Are they going to get taken to the cleaners, or is there some way of sneaking in a good deal?
I really don't know. I don't believe there really is. I mean, the airlines are getting very, you know, with the load factors and everything in that order, they are just getting pretty stingy. Giving anything that's, especially this weekend. I mean, we used to see turkey fairs and Thanksgiving, but they don't come back anymore. But I would almost say today, if you're going anywhere, you should think 7 days out or more, because mm-hmm. you're thinking less than 7 days, unless it's a special. And I have seen Virgin America do those specials, but in most cases, it's gonna cost you double or triple.
Yeah.
So
you don't have a 7-day advance. Okay. So now, with a focus on the military this weekend, not necessarily to travel this weekend, what sort of bargains do these guys who run most of the, I mean, I think of American, but also Delta too, most of the pilots are former military, but American really seems to underscore their military roots as far as the people that work there. Do they underscore it as far as bargains are concerned for military families?
Sometimes if you're going on, you know, they do give you some kind of a discount, maybe. Okay, depends on what kind of orders you're flying on. So, but you know, again, if you show your ID card, I still think everybody's allowed to have up to 3 bags for free. Okay, most of the airlines, so you better check with that too and see if that's still valid. This weekend, though, we have everybody. We've got the cruise lines. They're probably the ones that are coming out with the biggest deals for those that have ever served in the armed forces. In other words, as long as you have a discharge papers, an honorable discharge, and if you're an active military, you can get all kinds of discounts from onboard credits up to $250. You can get cabins, one cabin, maybe up to 69% off the rack rate for the cruise, and then you can actually get two additional cabins. If they're not active military, so you may want to see our page on cruises this weekend. I still think our best city that really takes care of the military is Orlando, Florida. Okay, there you've got deals from Busch Gardens and SeaWorld giving free tickets to up to 4 family members of it with an active military ID card. You also have Disney giving a 4-day what they call pass hopper for like $130-some, one of the cheapest passes in the
park hopper.
Get.
And, park hopper,
Park hopper, that's right. And then the one deal, one thing too, tons of restaurants, tons of attractions giving discounts in Orlando. We did a full page on this, but there's a little place called shadesofgreen.org. Shadesofgreen.org. Here you can stay on the Disney property cheaper, you know, I think that if you were an employee trying to get a place, it's all set up for military, all the stuff from the, all the other goodies, but you really need to see Orlando, because I think from the free admissions to parks and also the Disney discounts, you can't get a better deal than Orlando, Florida for a family and for someone returning from duty and has someone take his family somewhere. I think Orlando just is hands down the best place in America right now.
Tom Parsons. The story is at bestfares.com. Bargains for the military. Check it out there. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.